purchase agreement has been reached with HFI. Tell us how that came about, and are you excited about it?
Oh, absolutely excited. The last few years, Heartland Flax has been growing at a very high rate, and we've been really excited with what we've put together. High food standards keep going up and up, and we've been able to maintain that and exceed that for our customers. We had done some business with HESCO and the HFI group of families, and just made a strategic decision that to continue to grow, we felt it would be imperative to join a group of companies that had the same vision we did. And so we have enough synergies, but yet we fit a niche. They fit a niche for us with some expertise. Mr. Henrich and I have gotten to know each other over the past few years just through normal business. It was an easy decision of who to go to and what to go to. The most important thing being that the HFI family respects Valley City, wants to grow Valley City, and this is the right thing for the employees of Heartland Flax.
You said in your news release that this is good things, domestically and internationally.
Absolutely.
Tell us how that would, how you feel that would.
We've got a large domestic customer base and a growing international customer base. The HFI group of companies has a very large international base as well as domestic. So the marriage of it, we don't overlap too much. So we're going to bring expertise in different areas, but very consistent areas in the same realm of organics, specialty crops, ancient grains. And we fit a niche for them that's going to give them a platform to grow both internationally and domestic and likewise. So the sales teams fall together very well. There's no overlap. There's no job loss on either group of companies. It's positive in every category for us to join this family of companies.
You just answered one of my questions.
Okay.
No job losses here in Valley City. Is there any possibility for growth, or is it going to remain the same?
There is growth, but I'd like to turn it over to Mr. Henrich with HFI so he can share with you the HFI plan for Valley City.
Brad, what's the plan?
Yeah, so maybe a little bit first about HFI, healthy food ingredients. The family of companies that we have are SK Foods, and SK Foods is out of Fargo-Moorhead. And primary supplies edible beans as well as soybeans, primarily organic, but also non-GMO IP. They do a little bit of corn, and it's a real focus on that, primarily on that edible bean area. HESCO, Dakota Organic, which is out of headquartered in Watertown, South Dakota, has plants in Watertown and Hastings, Nebraska, and it's primarily cereal grains, so organic wheat, organic rye, barley, trit, some things like that. They do some blending, some milling of products. Watertown has different bagging capabilities, as does Fargo-Moorhead. Hastings is primarily a bulk in, bulk out facility. Our other company, our third prior to Heartland Flax, is Centava Purple Corn, which is a very exciting brand, very exciting corn product. It's an ancient variety of corn. And it's a healthy corn. Primarily, the biggest calling card is it has higher antioxidants in it than blueberries. And the great thing about this product is not only is the grain portion utilized in a lot of foods and food products, but the stalk and husk can be used for color and other products. So it's a replacement for artificial red coloring, which we partner with the company D.D. Williams, which is producing that. And as everybody knows, all colorings are petroleum-based. Well, this is an artificial from, obviously, corn, which is a great replacement. Again, it's another focus on that healthy food, everything that's trending in that direction of organic, artificial coloring replacement, all those things that the consumer is moving away from, they're moving towards our type of product.
And speaking of that, gluten-free, that market has really exploded as more people need to consume more or less gluten and more gluten-free products. That plays out pretty good for your company?
Absolutely. It's a great niche, and obviously Heartland Flax is right in that category. This particular plant, we really look at being our flagship plant. We have plants in Fargo-Moorhead, Watertown, South Dakota, and Hastings, Nebraska, but this is really a truly value-add facility. It adds so much more with the kill-step process, which in this day and age is becoming so crucial, and many, many companies looking for it, as well as the milling process they do here, and an allergen facility, which we think has great potential for us. These are areas that we have not had a strength in, and we now have a strength in. Our goal is to increase the everything that we have at this plant, add new methods and products that we can do here and continue to grow that here in Valley City. Very exciting.
So, Brad, without making any promises, it sounds like there's a huge potential for growth. Does that mean possibly more jobs down the road for Valley City and your other cities?
That absolutely does. Again, this is going to be our flagship facility. We're going to add processes here. Luther is aware of a few that we already have plans for to add here, which we don't have at our other facilities currently. We think it's a nice fit here for the products that we need. North Dakota as a whole is such a great area for multiple specialty grains, specialty products. A lot of the other countries trending more towards corn, soybeans, wheat. And that's great. That's fantastic. We support the ag community, but North Dakota has such a wide variety of products. Well, where do you want to do that? You want to do that in North Dakota then. That's why we believe this expansion here can be so great.
And Brad, when is it going to come through? Is it pending PSC or any other state agency approval? When will this purchase or this ownership become final?
Yeah, we're hoping 60 to 90 days that the closing will take place. Obviously, there's just the diligence that everything has to go through, but we are very confident where we stand now and that we'll be able to close things we predict in 60 to 90 days.
Okay. Now, gentlemen, is there anything I'm forgetting to ask that people will see differently as we look down the road here at this plant? Any kind of an expansion down the road, or is it too early to say?
Well, it's a little early to announce what we have planned, but we want everybody to know we do have plans in the works for expansion at this facility. We think it has a great labor force here. We're very excited about what we can do here, and we want people to know that our plans are to grow here in Valley City.
Luther, anything to add before we let you go today?
Just want to thank everyone's support that this was a good thing for Valley City, a good thing for the employees of Heartland Flax, and I'm staying with the company. I'm staying involved as president of Heartland Flax. There's been a few questions on my text this morning about that, so just to make that very clear, as I still have a job. I'm very excited, and this is good for the employees of Heartland Flax and the citizens of Valley City. These are good people, and I'm very excited to continue to be a citizen of Valley City and help do what I can.
Okay. Now, I didn't see it in the news release, but sometimes companies make it public. Sometimes they say it's a private issue. What's the dollar amount that we're talking about with this purchase?
That is actually confidential. We'll keep that amongst ourselves. But, again, our goal with this facility is expansion and growth. Phenomenal facility, which, in all honesty, myself visiting many, many plants throughout the country, many partnerships that we have through companies, and we've been a partner with Heartland Flax for many years, and actually one of the biggest customers of Heartland. This is an outstanding facility. The Dietrichs have done a wonderful job of what they've already done here. We just want to add to it. We don't want to change it. We just want to bring more stuff into it and continue to grow what they've already done here.
Brad Henrich and Luther Dietrich with Healthy Food Ingredients on our Voice of the Valley today.